Oh, fuck yeah. Thursday night. I've been a little preoccupied. I missed the weekend. Fucked it all up. I'm sorry. Got some good fucking stories, though, so I'll get her fired up, I suppose. Fuck. Number one, fuck you, Kenny. Fucking calling me out, not doing a cast. Fuck you. You're fucking lucky to hear me fucking tell jokes. Fucking calling me out and then confuse me sexually with fucking weird shit that I've never heard before about porn. Like, does anybody know what a lemon party is? A lemon party. No? Because I fucking didn't. It's basically like when a bunch of old, like, senior citizen dudes have, like, a fucking gay orgy. And they just suck each other's dicks. Like, this dude, Kenny, sent me the fucking, like, goddamn Urban Dictionary of what it fucking means and shit. It was so basic. I'm like, I have so many questions. Like, why is it a fucking lemon party? Why do they call it a lemon party? I don't know. Like, and why is there, like, gay old men elderly orgies? I don't even think I've ever seen that on the internet before. And, like, I'm a fucking veteran of fucking old age porn, and I've never seen it. I just think it's fucked. But I guess I'll fucking start back. I fucking did a cast the last one. It was, like, I think it was Thanksgiving Sunday on fucking for Canada. So, like, this shit happened on the Monday, then I didn't have to work on the Monday. So I went to my buddy Drunk Jordan's house, and, like, everybody, like, if you listen to the cast before, know about Drunk Jordan. He's just a goddamn mess. So I called him. I was like, dude, I'm like, I got to bring my fucking weed plants in. I grew, like, 4 weed plants. I was like, dude, can I bring them over to your place? He's like, yeah, man, no worries. Just, like, bring them over. So I was like, I brought him over. He's like, put them in garbage bags. I'm like, dude, they're, like, 6 feet tall. It's going to look like dead bodies. Like, what the fuck? I tried to do it. It wouldn't work. So, like, I get to his place, and I was like, man, like, come out. He comes out. He's like, dude, they're not even, like, they're barely covered up. You have, like, the roots covered up. I'm like, man, can we just, like, slam this in your house really quick and, like, be done with it? So, like, we grab these weed plants and just bolt in the house. And, like, as we're going in, it's like, who, of course, like, it's a 3-story walk-up apartment. There's no elevators. Like, all these kids come walking out of the fucking entrance with, like, their bikes and soccer balls. And we're rolling in with, like, 2 weed plants, each 6 feet tall. Like, man, we're going to fucking hell. God damn it. So we put them in. He's all pissed off. He's like, man, fuck this shit. Let's get some beer. I'm like, dude, it's Thanksgiving Monday. It's a holiday Monday. Like, nothing's open. He's like, oh, yeah, there is. He's like, the beer factory's open. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, man, they give beer at their back door. You have to pay debit, though, no cash. Like, this sounds like some dirty fucking alcoholic fucking trip. And, like, yeah, it was. So we went, and he's like, man, you go, I'll pay for the beer, but you have to wait in line. And, like, that, right when somebody says that, like, I'll pay for the booze, but you have to just wait in line. No big deal. Like, yeah, there's a big deal. And I fucking saw it. I literally walk up, or he park in the parking lot. He's like, man, it's right there. I look across. There is a lineup of 60 people. It looked like a fucking lineup for, like, a fucking, like, CD release day or some shit. It was, like, fucked. I was like, no way, man. I'm not waiting in that line. He's like, dude, trust me, the line will go really quick. I'm like, all right. I get in the lineup. It's like, it was honestly like seeing kids like on like Christmas morning, because everybody in this lineup was a huge alcoholic and they basically knew they were getting alcohol. They're like, oh, we're getting booze and we shouldn't be getting booze. And it's like, it was honestly like a fucking lineup, like a firing squad. I was like, doop, doop, doop. I was in a lineup of 60 people, if not more, for like 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, if that. Just fucking walk right up. I'm like, they're like, it was like a lineup at like prison food. It's like, what do you want? Like, can I get 15 Budweiser cans? Like, that'll be $37.50. Next station, please. And I like, you move to this. Like, this is a debit machine in this like little corner of this fucking room. And it's all sealed off with like glass. Like, doop, tap the credit or the debit card. And there's like, then like all of a sudden there's like a fucking right beside it. It's like this like goddamn like steel door. Like almost like a steel like fucking 2x2 door. And the fucking steel thing pops up and your beer bops. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, what kind of ghetto ass fucking shit is this? So he grabbed the beer and I went out. I was like, dude, I'm never doing that again. I'm like, I feel like such a drunk. He's like, man, everyone's a drunk in that line. I'm like, Apparently, like, let's just go back to your fucking place and, like, hang this shit up and trim it and shit. So we went back to his place and fucking trimmed up the fucking weed and shit. And he's like, we're having some beers. And I was fucking pretty shit faced. And he just, like, looks at me. He's like, man, like, I went on a date this week. I was like, dude, you had a date? I'm like, dude, you haven't gone on a date in like fucking 4 years. He's like, I know, man. He's like, I fucked up really bad. I'm like, you didn't kill her, did you? He's like, what? No, I didn't kill her. What the fuck? He's like, no, I fucked up. I'm like, what'd you do? He's like, yeah, so like, she's like my age. And my buddy's like, I'm 39 and this dude's like fucking 44. So he's a little bit older than me. He's like in the realm of like cougars that already have kids and shit, and that's exactly what he ran into. It was just like, yeah, so like I met this girl and like we went to her house and she had like a nice house and she had like, she's like, yeah, like come in, meet my family. But she's like, you know, like they were having like their Thanksgiving dinner on like the Friday. I'm like, man, that's really weird, eh? He's like, yeah, but like she didn't, like she ate and then it was over, and then I came over and picked her up and we went out. I was like, oh, did you meet her family? He's like, I met her family for like an hour. I'm like, oh, that's fucking weird. Like, that reminds me of like I went on a first date with this Portuguese girl and she brought me to a family dinner on the first date. And her whole fucking family was like, what do you do for a living? How much? Like, it was just like fucking insanity. So I was like, oh, dude, like, how'd you handle that? He's like, man, like, I didn't handle it very well. Like, why would you do? Did you get drunk? He's like, no, but like same fucking street. I'm like, what'd you do? He's like, basically, this girl invited him into the house, and her, like, this girl's mother and her father and her two 17-year-old boys, their girlfriends are still in the house. So she's like, oh, I just want to talk to my parents. Like, go downstairs and, like, meet my sons. Like, 17-year-old sons, two of them. Like, oh, dude, that sounds so bad. He's like, yeah, man, I went downstairs, and it was, like, a fucking awesome basement. They're playing video games, and I, like, sat down. I was like, hey, boys, I'm just going out with your mom. And they're like, oh, chill. Like, they were, like, nice kids. And they're like, do you want to smoke some weed? And I was like, no, you didn't. He's like, yeah, like, I fucking smoked weed with her 17-year-old songs. I'm like, what'd you do? Like, did you just hit a couple of hits off, like, a joint or some shit? He's like, no, like, I hit their bong. It's like, rule number fucking two of fucking being a stoner. Like, you don't fucking smoke a lot out of another person's bong, because that fucking person's bong will fuck you up. And it's like, number fucking one fucking rule is like, fucking, what is it, the fucking number one? Like, don't fucking steal people's weed, I guess. But either fucking way, the dude fucking smoked weed with this girl's 17-year-old sons and smoked bong hits. I was like, dude, how many did you take? He's like, two. I was like, how high were you? He's like, man, I was so fucking high. We went on a date to Boston Pizza. And he's like, I couldn't look her in the eyes. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, man. He's like, all I could do is look at the menu and look around. Because he's like, every time I looked her in the eyes, I felt like she knew I was high. I was like, did she say anything? He's like, yeah, man. She said that I smelled like weed and like asked me why I smoked weed with her kids. I'm like, yeah, why did you smoke weed with her kids? And he's like, oh, I just, like, told her, like, they were cool. And, like, I just, like, they offered it to me. I'm like, their fucking kids offered you, like, a bunch of lines of coke. Would you have done that? He's like, no, that's fucking crazy. I'm like, so is smoking weed on the first date with the bitch's kids. That's fucking weird, dude. Like, I would never do that. And I've done some fucking stupid shit in my fucking day. But, like, that's crazy. I'm like, so what happened? He's like, well, I drove. And then, like, we drove the Boston Pizza. She, like, got all awkward at dinner. And then she got her food to go and then took a cab home. And I had to drive myself home. Like, were you sober by the end of the dinner? He's like, dude, I ate my dinner there. He's like, I wasn't taking it to go. He's like, she left. I fucking sat there and watched fucking baseball it was baseball and fucking ate my food. I'm like, Jesus Christ, bud. Like, you need to fucking figure your fucking self out. Because that is not the fucking type of etiquette you fucking do. Like, don't fucking do that. Like, all right, man. Like, sorry. Like, fuck. Like, then I finally got back to work. Fucking day shift. Fucking saw all the boys. And I told this one story before about how, like, this guy, his dad's a fucking, like, he's like a mortician, but he works for, like, the city. And he, like, goes and picks up dead bodies around the city and shit. And it's like, I'm like, man, you got any more stories? He's like, yeah, actually, I do. He's like, fucking, you hear about that guy killing himself over Niagara Falls? like a month or two ago. I was like, actually, I do. I'm like, actually, I think it was like a couple days after my kid was born. I'm like, I remember hearing that. Like, the dude like just jumped over the fence and like went down the falls. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, my dad went and got that body. I'm like, holy fuck, eh? What up? And he's like, well, basically, the fucking guy, when he went over the falls, they didn't find him for a day because the undertow of Niagara Falls on the Canadian side just has jagged rocks underneath it. So, like, this fucking dude went over the rock or over the fucking falls, like, went to the fucking rocks and just, like, fucked up for, like, a day. They found him a day later. It's like, oh, man, his body must have been fucked. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, it gets worse. He's like, basically, like, the cops couldn't find him, like, on camera because there's cameras all down that strip and him jumping in. So, like, they had to, like, investigate it as, like, a murder. So they kept the fucking body for, like 2 weeks trying to fucking, like, do all this shit. I was like, oh, fuck. He's like, yeah. And, like, the thing is, he's like, my dad, like, his, like, it's, like, the family of the guy that jumped over, or, like, went over the falls. Like, his family's from our area, and they wanted him brought back here. So he's like, yeah, my dad's like, yeah, when can I come get this body? They're just like, man, like, we got to fucking investigate it. 2 weeks are good. Like, we'll ship it to the Toronto, and then you can fucking go get it. It's like Toronto's like an hour away, an hour and a half away. Then they ship it to Toronto and they have to wait like more days. So it's all said and done. This body has been like fucked up for a day on the rocks. It's been like fucking looked over by like police pathologists. And then it's been like shipped like a couple hours away to another morgue. It's like the body's fucked. And it's like, yeah, my dad went and picked it up. And he said he's worked there for like 4 years, like doing that like mortician shit. And he's never seen a body that fucked up. It was, like, black and all the fucking, like, there was, like, water went into, like, the body. So, like, then it, like, congealed and then it, like hydrated and dehydrated. It's, like, the body was black. Like, holy fuck, man. He's, like, yeah. And, like, fucked up thing is he brought it back from Toronto to, like, fucking our city. And it's, like, the family was, like, yeah, like, we want to see it. Like, his dad's, like, no, like, it's really fucked up. Like, you shouldn't see it. Like, no, we want to see it. So he brings it back, and the family, it's like two brothers and like the guy's mother and like his two brothers, they fucking come in. Like he like pulls like the sheet down of this black dead body right down to the face, like just down by like the face. It's like, okay. And they're like, no, we want to see the whole thing. He's like, it's fucked up. Like, I know we want to see it. And then he just like pulls this sheet down, and I guess like the family just broke down. And they're like, why the fuck would you ever want to see that? That's like fucking insanity. It's like, no, like the guy had like addiction problems. They're like, we want to see what addiction does to people. And like, that's what addiction did to our family member. I'm like, you really need to scar yourself for the rest of your life just to fucking see what addiction did to this guy that jumped over the falls because he was obviously fucking messed up in the head. Like, just take solace in the fact that he had a drug problem and he couldn't handle it anymore and just jumped in a fucking river. Don't fucking look at his fucked up 3-week-old fucking black dead body. Like, and apparently, like, his dad couldn't even embalm the fucking the body because the body had, like, no major arteries left. Like, they were all congealed and fucking whatever. Like, holy fuck, bud. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, that's not as good as the other story, but it's pretty good. I'm like, dude, that's fucking 10 times better than the other fucking story of the college kid getting sick with your fucking old man. That's fucking way better. Like, goddamn. Like, I could never do that. Like, I could never fucking do that, but fuck, I guess it depends who you are, but I've had a fucking good week for fucking stories. Like, that's for fucking sure. Like, this other fucking dude fucking told me a story, and, like, I fucking really like this guy. And fucking, you look at the guy and he's just like, looks like the most wholesome dude in the world. But then fucking like, you hear like, oh man, I was really crazy when I was a kid. And we've all had that. Like, okay, I was crazy, dude. Like, no, I think this guy, like, he fucking has done some shit. And I was talking to him and I was like, yeah, man, like, I don't even know how the fuck we got on the talk. We started talking about crack, like crack as in cocaine crack. And I was like, he's like, man, you ever smoked crack before? I'm like, no. I've never smoked crack. I've done a lot of coke, but I've never smoked crack. He's like, oh man, it's just cocaine with like baking soda. I'm like, yeah, I know what crack is. I know what it is. I just know that if you smoke it like once, it like fucks your brain up. He's like, oh man, like this one time I smoking crack. I was like, dude, what the fuck? He's like, oh no, it's pretty good. He's like, I was smoking crack. I was down in Florida. And I was smoking crack, but I never smoked crack before. So I went down and I was in like Florida looking for weed. And this guy's like, I'll get you some smoke. And I thought he was talking about weed, but he was talking about crack. So he picks this fucking crack up in the like this ghetto fucking neighborhood, and we just start smoking crack in his car. We smoke crack for hours. What the fuck, man? He's like, yeah, yeah. And then, like, I had to take a piss. And so I went and pissed behind one of these, like, buildings that all look the same. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, that's called a ghetto. That's called a subsidized housing ghetto. He's like, yeah, so I took a piss behind one of their buildings. So I come back to his car because we were smoking crack in his car. And he's like, there's, like, 10 black guys around the car. And I was like, man, I don't know where I am. I'm like, I'm in some random-ass fucking, like, part of fucking Florida. And I was like, I'm just going to walk up. I'm like, dude, you walked up to the car that like you were in smoking crack with 10 black guys around. He's like, yeah. I walked up. I was like, hey. They're like, who the fuck are you? He's like, oh, man, I'm friends with the guy in the car. And they're like, oh, okay, man, get in. And then like he gets in the car. And he's like, what, says the guy. He's like, what the fuck's that all about? He's like, oh, man, I just bought more crack. He's like, all right, let's smoke it. And then they just smoke crack like the next fucking how long they smoked crack for. And then when they ran out of crack, he just took him back to his fucking hotel or whatever and just dropped him off. I'm like, dude, you smoke crack with like black dudes in like the ghetto? He's like, oh yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, dude, you were like the nicest dude in this place. You were like literally like one of the most chill, normal fucking dudes. I was like, I can never see that. Like, it fucking blew my fucking mind. I was like, Jesus Christ. And he's like, man, I'm surprised you've never tried it. I'm like, I've never smoked crack. I've done a lot of blow. And I was like, but I've never smoked crack. And then like, it actually made me think of a story that fucking, I can't believe I haven't told on cast. But it's like, basically, at like my old job, like it's like, I worked there for like 8 years. I went in and I was taking a shit. And like, we had like these brick walls, but the brick walls in the washroom were like painted with like white spray paint or something. So one day I was just sitting there and I fucking moved my leg on the shitter and I like knocked off a chunk of fucking this brick. It's like white brick. I'm like, huh. So I put it up on like the toilet paper dispenser and I busted it all up and I made it into three lines. And after I was done taking my shit, I went out to the fucking factory and I was like, man, somebody fucking is busting up lines in there. There's three lines of coke. And like I told like my team leader, them his, and it just kept going to like our head boss, and our boss like went into the washroom and she was a female and was like, yeah, I wiped that shit right off the goddamn fucking like off the dispenser. Like, who would ever do that? And I was like, yeah, like who would leave three lines? Who would just do like a couple lines and then leave three lines? And she's like, yeah, that actually makes sense. Fuck. That's really messed up. I was like, yeah. Like, that bitch totally went in there and saw the three lines. It was like, and then fucking did him. It's like, oh, that's fucking, oh my God, that's brick. That's fucking brick dust. Like, so, I swear to God, she totally must have done it. And like, then after I said, like, who would do that? She's like, oh, fuck, that's right. Who would leave three lines of fucking blow on the fucking toilet paper dispenser? Holy fuck. Who we at? 18? Fuck. Fuck it. I got some more stories coming this weekend. Motherfuckers, you have a good fucking rest of your week and have a great weekend. And we'll get talking on Saturday.